1180 WHAM, welcome back. We're going to wrap this one up here. Eyes on the future. We're wrapping up today's show about how to create a positive and productive work environment with Mark Peterson, President and CEO of Greater Rochester Enterprise, Lynn Desert, President of Leadership Breakthrough, and Carol McManus, owner of Carol G. McManus Consulting. You can listen to Eyes in the Future on your iPod on the go. Podcasts are available by searching Future at WHAM1180.com. They're also available at RochesterBiz.com. Thank you to our show's producers, Stacey Henning and John Alhart. As always. So, interesting discussion today. Final thoughts. Panel, take it away. Who wants to go first?
Well, I think you got to take workplace issues seriously. If you're a manager or if you're an employee, you've got to understand that this is a dynamic that you're in, that you're going to be there 8 hours a day. Sometimes that's more than you're at home with your family. And so issues come up. They need to be taken seriously. And at best, you can help to de-escalate issues by being thoughtful about them. And for other things that you might find interesting from Carol G. McManus Consulting, anyone who would like is welcome to visit my website, which happens to be www.carolgmcmanusconsulting.com.
So, yeah, in case you were wondering, that was the voice of Carol G. McManus. So, Lynn Desert, president of Leadership Breakthrough. Your thoughts.
I would also like to invite the listeners to visit my blog, which is Elephants at Work, and that's www.elephantsatwork.com.
We're going to have to coach you on that www. It's double W. Got that hard L.
That W.
W.
Don't they usually say dub?
Actually, you don't have to say W anymore.
Go to the blog.
But at the blog, you'll see all of these issues that we talked about today.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. I'm being a dope. Elephantsintheworkplace.com, is that it?
No. Elephants at Work.
Elephantsatwork.com. Okay. See,
and
I'm glad we got that right.
In the blog, you're going to see all the issues that we talked about today and additional ones, and it's there to help you master your boss and your career.
Very cool. Mr. Peterson, sir.
I'm not really sure I want to be mastered, but other than that, I will say I would just remind everybody, you know, whether you're an employee, we're all employees in some way, or a manager, you know, we're all people too, and nobody's perfect, and everybody has a bad day, and don't overreact to those kinds of things and make a situation a lot worse, and try to just, you know, talk to your people and know about what's really bothering them, what's going on with them, what's working well for them. You're really trying to get everybody to pull the wagon in the same direction. And if you're really caring about their performance and their productivity and your outcomes, being productive, being profitable, having a good managed team who feels good about it will make you more profitable. And
see,
that's important.
Even if you're a hard charging, goal oriented type A, you got to remember to be a person.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my wife reminds me of that all the time. Right. Be a person, you idiot.
There you go. I want to thank you all for coming today. Be sure to join us next week to learn more about how to rebrand your organization. Well, everybody knows that. You advertise on the radio. This is Eyes on the Future. I'm sorry. Sponsored by Greater Rochester Enterprise, Harder Seacrest at Emory, Eastman Business Park, Employee Relations Associates, and Mengel Metzger Bar. Every week, we explore our local economy and business environment and talk about how to keep local businesses growing. See, yeah, you got to advertise on the radio, and you talk to Dixon Schwabel.
Exactly.
So, right. Yeah, that's how that works. So thanks, guys.
Thanks.
See you soon.
See you, Mike.
Mike Whittemore saying so long. I'll be back next Saturday morning at 6 here on WHAM.